International Monetary Fund mengatakan ketidakpastian atas keberangkatan Inggris dari Uni Eropa akan meredam pertumbuhan ekonomi jarak pendek untuk Inggris dan Eropa dan akan mempengaruhi hasil produksi global. Kepala IMF, Jerry Rice, mengatakan pergerakan pasar sangat besar mengikuti pemungutan suara minggu lalu, termasuk mata uang. Ia mengatakan situasi saat ini tetap stabil.
I'd say Brexit has created significant uncertainty and we believe this is likely to dampen growth in the near term, particularly in the UK, but with repercussions also for Europe and the global economy.
Mr. Rice mengatakan Bank Sentral harus siap untuk mengambil langkah-langkah untuk menambahkan likuiditas atau mengurangi volatilitas yang lebih jika diperlukan.
We think policymakers need to stand ready to act should the impact of financial market turbulence and higher uncertainty threaten to materially weaken the global outlook.
Bank Inggris telah merespon. Ia mengatakan Bank Sentral mungkin akan perlu untuk memompa lebih banyak stimulus ke perekonomian Inggris selama beberapa bulan ke depan. Gubernur Bank Inggris, Mark Carney, mengatakan kekhawatiran tetap tentang prospek ekonomi jangka panjang dan potensi turbulensi baru.
It now seems plausible that uncertainty could remain elevated for some time, with a greater drag on activity than we had previously projected. And moreover, its effects will likely be reinforced by tighter financial conditions and possible negative spillovers to growth in the UK's major trading partners.
Ia mengatakan, rencana menghadapi tantangan Inggris saat ini akan mencakup strategi komprehensif untuk mengikutsertakan Uni Eropa dan seluruh dunia.
Including clarifying the UK's future trading relationships, calibrating its openness to immigration, ensuring the continuity of capital flows and confirming the appropriate regulatory framework for the financial system.
Mr. Carney, yang sebelum referendum, memperingatkan kemungkinan resesi di Inggris jika memilih untuk meninggalkan Uni Eropa, mengatakan Komite Kebijakan Moneter Bank akan mengumumkan penilaian awal dari situasi akhir bulan ini. Sementara gaung sedang dirasakan di seluruh dunia, Profesor Ekonomi di Universitas Griffith, Tony Makin, mengatakan Australia harus tetap tenang. Ia mengatakan kejatuhan ini adalah dalam jangka pendek.
It means the Australian dollar is actually stronger against the pound, which is a good thing in terms of acquiring British assets at this time. So there could be some capital inflow into the UK as a result of that. But I think that this is a short-term reaction that markets will stabilize and the fundamentals in the end will see that asset prices and exchange rates will return to some degree of normalcy.
Profesor Makin mengatakan dalam bulan-bulan mendatang warga Inggris akan melihat ke belakang dan bertanya apa masalah yang sedang dilalui. Mitra dagang utama Australia adalah di kawasan Asia Pasifik dengan Inggris sebagai pasangan yang relatif kecil. Profesor Makin mengatakan Brexit mungkin sebenarnya memberikan kesempatan besar untuk Australia.
We're not going to be affected much at all by the exit in the short term. Then in the long term, we may actually derive some benefit from Britain's exit because one thing that is sure to occur as a result is that Britain will probably be more globally oriented and less European oriented. So it'll be looking for markets outside of the European Union. It will be looking to Asia. It'll be looking to countries like Australia, New Zealand, Canada, United States, more so than before. So there's pluses in the medium to longer term for Australia in terms of its trade with Britain.